August 21, 1938. Difference between the life that Jesus forms in the sacramental house and the life Jesus forms in one who lives in his will. I was always along the way of the divine will and, feeling worried, I said to myself, how can it be that so many divine lives can be formed in us for as many acts that we do in it? And my always adorable Jesus, in order to let me understand better, told me, my daughter, everything is easy to us because when we find one who gives her human will to live in ours, we delight to form even in the motion, in the breathing, in the step, new lives that move, breathe and speak. The human will gives us many veils in which we form many of our lives. This is the ultimate expression of our love, and we like it so much that, provided that the human will gives us its little veil, we populate all its acts with the variety of our divine lives. And, then, my eucharistic life proves and confirms what I am telling you, aren't, perhaps, the accidents of the bread like small veils in which I am consecrated, alive and real in body, blood, soul and divinity? If there are 1,000 hosts, I form my life in each one of them. If there's one host only, I form one life. But what does the host give to me? Nothing. Not one I love you, not a breath, not a heartbeat. Not a single step to accompany. I am lonely and many times this loneliness oppresses me, embitters me and I burst into tears. How heavy it is for me not having one to whom I can say a word. I am in the nightmare of a deep silence. What can the host give to me? The hiding place in which to hide myself. The tiny little prison to make me, I would almost say, to make me unhappy. But since it is my will that wants me to remain in each sacramental host and my will never brings unhappiness, either to us or to the creatures who live in it, it makes flow in my sacramental life our celestial joys, which are inseparable from us. This, from our side, but the host never gives me anything. It doesn't defend me. It doesn't love me. Now, if I form my lives in the hosts that give me nothing, how much more would I form them those who live in my will? The difference between my sacramental lives and the many lives I form in one who lives in my will is incalculable. It is greater than the difference between heaven and earth. It is, primarily, that we are never alone, and having company is the greatest joy that delights both the divine and the human life. Now you must know that, as I form my life in the thought of the creature who lives in my will, I feel the company of the human intelligence, which courts me and loves me. It comprehends me, placing its memory, intellect and will in my power. Since these three powers were created in our image, I feel our eternal memory that forgets nothing given to us for company. I feel the company of my wisdom, that understands me, and also the company of the human will fused with mine, loving me with my eternal love. How could I not multiply, for each of her thoughts, as many of our lives? When we find her understanding and loving us more, we can say that we find our reward, since the more lives we form, the more we let ourselves be understood. We double our love and she loves us more. If we form our life in her word, we find company in her word, and since our fiat is her own, we also find all the prodigies that operated when our fiat was pronounced. If we form our life in her breath, we find her breath, that breathes together with ours and keeps company with our omnipotent breath, which, in creating her, gave her life. If we form our life in her motion, oh, we find her hands that hug us, squeeze us tightly and don't want to leave us, ever again. If we form it in her steps, they follow us everywhere. What beautiful company is one who lives in our will. There's no danger that she may leave us alone, we are mutually inseparable. Therefore living in our will is the prodigy of prodigies, in which we show off our many different lives. So we let her know who we are, what we can do, and we put the creature in order with us, as we created her. You must know that these, our divine lives, bring with them seas of light and love, seas of wisdom, beauty and goodness that invest the creature, letting her possess ever-increasing light, never-ceasing love, understanding wisdom, ever-growing beauty. This is why we love so much that the creature live in our will, because we want to give. We want her to understand us. We want to crowd all of the human acts with our divine lives. We don't want to be constrained or repressed in our divine circle. We have the power to give, but cannot. How painful this is. And until the creatures live in our will, they will always be the little ignorant of our Supreme Being, incapable of learning even the vowels of how much we love them and of how much we can give to them. They will always be our children dissimilar from us, who perhaps do not even know us, degenerate of their father.